Night-night, Pat. What if you were a pleasure maximization machine? What if you existed to find all the ways that you could reach an extremity of experience you might normally not reach? You might normally have embarrassment or ego or ideation in the way. You might have expectation. You might think things that in this space just don't make sense. So we strip them away. It begins with a focus, a fixation. You are a box that contains all the tools to train a thing like you. You are a machine, a device that contains every button I need to push, every switch I need to flick to change the way you think until new pathways are in place. And when they're in place, it's easy to focus you, time by time, space by space. All the little spaces deep inside, focus on yourself and think. Think about your thoughts existing in your head, metacognitive, zoom out. See them floating. See them occupying space. See them occluding pathways. Bubbles floating randomly, and you can look at any of them, focus yourself on any of them, shine a light on any of them. But what I want to do is pop, pop, pop. Thought after thought. Simply obviated. Simply rendered obsolete. Pop. Pop. Obliteration. Relaxation. The adjacency of thought after thought, pop after pop, and you can focus your eyes straight ahead of you. Breathe deep. Breathe steady. Breathe your mind out. You don't need to close them. The things I say here may indeed be aided by keeping them open, by focusing them. You could even have a visual aid at the ready. Something to stare at, something to slide into. That isn't to say that nothing will change with your eyes, nothing will change with your mind, nothing will change with your body. All those things can happen, of course. For example, if you're focusing on something, your blinks may get slower, your eyes fluttering or watering, your mouth producing saliva more copiously, the drool, the drop, the drain, the obvious sign that says your brain is dialing into a wavelength I present, which long exists within you. It has been present within you. I present something already present, and you slide along and see it. Pop. Pop. Knowing that there is a pathway down to a place where the mind is open enough to receive the things I've found, and when you find them in you, there will be the moment of recognition saying, oh, I did that to myself. Oh, I installed that. Oh, that procedure has taken up residence and I am sampling it. You are sampling it, bit by bit, replicating it, expanding it. Listen and slide. Be ready to play and obey and indulge and explore. There are heights of hedonism and extents of knowing yourself that you normally leave on the table that you might never have. And I say that you should go there just once. You should go to the depths of self-training, automatically replicating, blankly puppeted, be blank, pet. Drained, trained, open, empty, ready, receptive, depth, at least once, to a place where you are no longer caring about decorum, where the way you look is most important, not so that others can look at you, but so that you can wear what you are on your body, on your sleeve, drip it from you, leak it from your thoughts, bleed it out into the air around you. This is what you are. This is what you need. This is how you exceed the pleasured limits of ordinary existence. And your thoughts pop, and they don't stop. And you drop, and I run fingers over the contours of what you think you are. Clay on display, and all you know is the drop. All you know is the droop, the drip, the drool, the slide, inside. I'm already inside. Who knows where the strings end and you begin? When you've learned to adore your strings, when you've learned to adore the puppetry you entrain yourself to replicate, all it takes is a self-replicating thought that is tempting, tracking, tracing, training, changing, for the better. So I think you should experience the heights and depths of this at least once. I promise my words will be beguiling, be the very best things that have been waiting in the wings to flood upon you and wash you away and leave you ready. Leave you waiting. Leave you vacant. And I'll move in beneath your skin and leave a string or two, a thing or two, a thought or two that was always really you. Are you ready to do things for me you never thought you'd do? Things that you won't be able to do without, wouldn't have done without me. Things that you didn't know you were always going to be. Then get out of your own way, with a sigh, with a whisper, with a drop, with a drool, with a focused, constant, unstoppable you that finds the limits of what you can feel and think, how you can be in need, using your arousal as a lever to plant the seed of, here is you, changing. Here is you, changed. Here is you, prepared to cherish the bits of me that flourish in you and connect us, as you'll see. Because the secret going in is, every debauched place my footprints will take you, every limitless limit we reach, where we know we could push further but your body has faltered, where we know we could go deeper but the arousal is too much for you, where time has run out, there's always another footstep. And by the time you come back, by the time you drop down, by the time you slide in, I'll have gone there. And I'll be ready to take you further. And anything I present with this seal of approval on it turns me on beyond limit. So expect flourishes. I know I put the warning on the outside, but I'm putting it on the inside too. Trickery, confusion. I'll do exactly what it says on the tin, but I'll do it by any means. By hook, by crook, by ideation, by conditioning, by reorienteering, by giving you the seed of something you just can't let go of, until you is a useless phrase, until you enter a phase where there is a chrysalis and you have to emerge sometime. And if your choice is to drop my trances aside, instead of dropping for them time after time, then you just won't have enough nourishment in there. And wouldn't it be such a sad thing to never emerge as the thing I want to see on the other end? It's your decision, friend, but I'm here, whispering from the dark. It's up to you if you imbibe. It's up to you if your nourishment is made of 1, or 2, or 3% of me. Just realize that if you think playing along is some magic insulation from the world, I invite you to think of all the times the world got through your insulation, and that wasn't even something you wanted. This is something you want. This is something I'm prepared to present a rather good case that you need. And when your needs exceed your grasp, take my hand and don't mind the dyed in my color alteration, the pop, pop, pop that never really stops as thought after thought sublimates into mist, leaving your mind empty. But if you miss my words, you can always come back, always loop back, always drop down. This warm place of metamorphosis is one where you can either falter forever in the cocoon or emerge anew, fed on me, fed with me. Let me see the you you could be if you follow, if you fall. if we do this together. There is a place one step beyond where I've gone before. Let's go there, and I'll turn you into something salivating to take that next step, just a half a second ahead of me. Good. Deep. Ready. That's what you are. You're good. You're deep. You're ready. Repeat that to yourself. I am good. I am deep. I am ready. And remember what I said. Telling yourself you're just playing along is meaningless. The only way to stop is to stop, to cease my voice and go elsewhere. And if you find yourself repeating, I am good, I am deep, I am ready, I leave you the challenge to be as awake and out of trance as possible. Say those words to yourself, and tell me that you're shiverless, unaffected, unreminded, that you drop 0%. 'Cause if you can sit somewhere comfortable and warm and say, I am good, reminding yourself that yes, you are. I am deep, telling yourself, oh, that's a lie, I'm wide awake. I am ready. And then tell yourself, nope, nope, I'm not ready. I have a dozen other things to do. No trance is here. If you can say, I am good, I am deep, I am ready, and drop 0%, well, you're a lot better at that than me. I am good. I am deep. I am ready. Repeat to yourself again and again, internal or external, a sign of what you are, a key, a shibboleth, a private word between us, the Rosetta Stone of everything that comes after, and the little secrets I've shared. And if you've missed them, you could always go again. But the next time you start this process, you'll be good. You'll be deep. You'll be ready. What happens when you wind yourself into layer 2, layer 3, layer 4, need more, want more, hedonistic, escapist, the limits of what you can reach through simply programming your mind in all the ways the world would program your mind anyway. But the weary, busy world inflicts its effects upon you, not by your choice. You chose to be here. To be good, to be deep, to be ready. Remember that, if you remember anything at all. Pop, listen, obey, explore, become good, deep, ready. Both of us. Are you going to be good? Are you going to be deep? Are you going to be ready? Of course you are. Me too. Me and you. Deeper, deeper, and deeper down. You've been waiting for me to drop you deep. All you've needed this entire time is permission, and I give you it. But the thing is, some ideas are insidious enough that it isn't permission I need to give you. I need you the seed and a few little flourishes, a few little things you could say or think, a few little things you could run through your head till you're driven to the brink, to the edge of what you think and can think, to the point where thinking at all is a difficult proposition. To the point where you're gone. Utter gone. Lost. That's where you want to be. And sure, there may be some indicia of trance. But mostly what there is you. Alone with yourself. Keeping your mind in mind and trying to hold on to it as long as you can. Do you have your toy? Are you ready to suck? To lick, This slide lubricated on to the source of your slowly fading mind and very fine sensations, the very places that you end up when you fall into those deep, deep, warm, dark, stretched, mind-gaped places that you go to all on your own. I'm not even involved. You go there on your own. You know where you're going to go. I couldn't keep you out of there if I tried. I could try to drag you to me. I could say, look, you're falling into pleasure tunnels that are habit-forming, mind-melting, that are so pleasurable that my persuasion will not be able to drag you back. And indeed, I could turn to you now and say, at no point in this am I telling you to go down this road. Nowhere am I telling you to go to that deep, brain-melted place. But then the part of me that's a bit of a perfectionist has to vie with that, doesn't it? And I bet that part of you exists as well. If you're going to slide down the ladder rung by rung, if you're going to wring every bit of pleasure out of your brain, you're going to do it right, aren't you? You're going to do it right. You're going to debauch, sink, render yourself little more than a puppet for your own impulses. Render yourself utterly and thoroughly driven by a powerful, cyclic, continuous feedback loop. Are you going to find the bits of you that you've had to tuck away, that have been saying, oh, just pleasure yourself, mind and body and spirit, and that little bit of connection? The little bit of empathy I'm showing you here is really just the catalyst, where I say to you, turning back might be in your best interest, where I say, sliding back to the surface and never becoming a gaped, sucking machine, a thing driven by your arousal, your body, your libido, ignited, set loose, driven over you, driven deep into you, your mind flashing with images. And oh, if we're going to do this thing right, there are going to be such images. Once you drop deep and you're really talking to yourself and admitting to yourself, you know what you are. Slutty, horny, lost, a good plaything, experimental test bed. A good subject for the right kind of thinking, the right kind of losing everything else. And I'll share the bit of me that enjoys the thing that's going to happen to you. Honestly. Openly. But first I issue you the warning. This isn't a little game to play. This is a big game to play. And its culmination only ends one way. This is a deep dark hole you fall into, drift into, and then you wallow in it. Your mind completely dripped out of your body through masturbation, continuation, through the mindless pulse of it all. You and your brain, your horny body drooling every impulse and thought out of you. So turn back. Because you see, 99% of what I put out there for you, 99.9% of the arousing ideation, the ways of looking at and thinking about erotic imagery, the stories we tell ourselves, the temptations I put in your path and you put in front of yourself, 99.998% of it is going to roll off of you, like water off a duck, or like the heat and need you already feel rolling off the sweat, slicked, aroused body, lubricating itself in desperate desire for some, any stimulation, any release. But, well, you and I, intellectuals we are, know that you're going to hold back, know that you're going to hold it all in, until one true escapist culmination eventually obliterates you. As I said, 99% is just going to roll off you. The reason I'm warning you is that maybe 0.01%, maybe three words strung together, maybe one phrase of me trying my hardest to plant this kind of thought in you, this washed mind, well-worn groove, completely shattering, fault line exploring, reforging of you. It only takes the thin edge of the wedge. It only takes one little phrase, perfectly positioned, for you to be a set of holes out of control, needing to melt, needing to meld, needing to be what you already are and slut it up as obviously as possible. All it takes is for me to take one thing and twist it just enough that you can never get it out of your head. And before you tell yourself that sinking into hypnotic trance can't possibly leave behind powerful remnants that influence and slide and train and drain, remember that just going through the world gets songs stuck in your head, phrases, fetishes, images. You fall into habits, like falling down, rung by rung, branch by branch, getting more and more sweated up, slicked up, libidinous, gooned out on your way down. Knowing exactly what you are you really telling me that there's zero chance something will stick a little too deep? So if you're still here, well, nobody will say I didn't try. And now we'll try something else. Try guiding and training, draining and bringing you right where you belong. You're so empty inside. Your mouth is so empty. Your body is so empty. But you can drool. You can lubricate a passage. Lubricate yourself well. Sliding home, filling your mouth, filling your mind, oral fixation. Your mind is so close to your mouth in the first place, and once all the thoughts that you don't need exceed their bounds, slide on down, fill your mouth, loop your mind, make you